Wishing you a lovely Monday, and I hope you've had a great weekend. And if you attended our monthly gathering last night, I hope you really enjoyed it. If you weren't able to make it, the replay will be available today, Monday the 16th, below in the afternoon. So if you're listening to this in the evening time, it will be there for you to listen back to at this time. So today I wanted to do two things. I wanted to talk to you about self-compassion in general, the importance of it, and also I wanted to talk to you about an exercise called a self-compassion break. But firstly, I think it's really important for us to tap into an energy of self-compassion because, as I've explained over at the start of the month, like, we do spend a lot of time, you know, beating ourselves up, putting ourselves under pressure, telling ourselves we're not doing enough and we need to do more. And I think when we're doing all of those things to ourselves, it actually can create an element of a block or a stagnancy, or it can keep us very stuck in, I suppose, a repetitive way of thinking. The other morning I was in the shower and I started thinking back to a situation that had happened a couple of years ago, and I started like playing it through in my mind and started going, God, I should have done this differently, I should have done that differently. And I'm talking like 3 years ago. And I was just thinking away, like washing my hair, putting my conditioner in, and then as I kind of turned the water off, I just stopped for a second, you know, because we're doing this topic, and just actually said to myself, Jesus, I've just spent the last 10-15 minutes in the shower thinking about something from 3 years ago and actually giving it out to myself about it. And the thing about it, what I suppose what caught me more was the fact that that was playing out in my mind for that 15 minute period, and I really didn't even notice. I was just gone down that trail, or gone down the rabbit hole of where we can go. This can happen when we overthink about things that we feel we should have done differently or wish we had done differently. And I think something I'm definitely learning, and we talked about this like last month a little bit in our stagnancy and flow month, is around this element of surrendering and having to surrender to, you know, life. We of course have choice and have to show up and take action in our life. Sometimes we take a passive approach and we pass everything up to a higher energy and say, oh, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. But without taking action, we will never know. And sometimes we take action and then that element of if it's meant to be can actually start to come in. And in this place of surrender and in this place of flow, self-compassion is an absolute key element. You know, it really, really, really is, because sometimes we push ourselves so much. So think about whether it's a career part of your life, whether it's about creating a family, whether it's a financial aspect or something in a relationship that you want, maybe to meet somebody or to make changes in your current relationship, whatever it might be. Like, a lot of times we go into a space of like, well, I'll make this happen. And if it doesn't happen, we feel that it can be our fault. And this is absolutely not true. And I think then it's kind of like, well, did I do enough? Am I doing enough? Should I do more? I know for me, like, going through a lot of things over the last while, particularly around like IVF, as I've shared before, there definitely I've realized I've been so hard on myself, as if like it's completely my fault. And what I've really tried to move into is a space of like, if I'm meant to actually have a child or meant to be a mother, then that will happen for me. I have provided the space, I've taken the action, but then the rest is not up to me anymore. And this is where self-compassion comes in and can be really, really helpful, because you actually start to nurture yourself and to say, no, you know, I'm doing a good job here. I have done everything that I can, and start to actually kind of say, maybe I need to be kinder to myself. Maybe I need to be more gentle with myself. And this is across the board in any part of your life that maybe you're wanting a change in and it's not coming. And it's just, I feel that in that space, it actually lets go of the pressure, lets go of the blame. And in that place of self-compassion, you don't know what's going to show up. Probably something better than you can even imagine. That expression that people say, which is really important, like, I'd like this or something better to happen. But when we're in that space of being really, you know, not compassionate to ourselves, I don't think we allow ourselves to see life in a very different way. Maybe we've set goals for ourselves and we're going along and we're like, oh, doing really well. And then we hit a roadblock, or we go off track for a few months and we're just beating ourselves up. Beating ourselves up is just going to keep us stuck there, because the more we focus on what we're not doing, it seems the more it'll show up. The more we focus on what we're not doing, the more we nearly want to do it. You know, I know for myself, like, looking around kind of different food aspects, which I've been really good actually around my food and stuff like that. But I know in the past it was this thing of like, oh, if I eat that now, oh God, like, that'll just, I shouldn't have done that. And then all I want to do is like eat more. So it's just funny how the brain works and how the mind works. So it's something for you to think about today, about like really sitting in a space of this element of compassion. I remember when I did my dad's eulogy at his funeral, and I wrote the eulogy. My dad had gone through a lot of mental health issues in his life due to his brain injury that he had in his 40s. And just, you know, he could be kind of, I suppose, hard work sometimes, you know, no disrespect to him, but like he could have been. And he came from a family that were very, very similar, you know, similar ways of dealing things with anger and shouting and frustration and all this kind of thing. And his family dynamic was quite strained. He was estranged from some of his siblings as they were from each other, you know, individually, just the family dynamic. And when my dad died, I remember thinking, like, I had to like ring all the siblings and everything, ask them to come to the funeral and all that. And as we, you know, as I thought about everybody coming together, I thought about my dad and how, you know, we didn't fully understand what he was going through in his life with his brain injury. So we needed to offer compassion to him. And then we needed to offer compassion to each other because, you know, we were frustrated at each other. I was frustrated at people in his family for not supporting enough, or not showing up enough. And then we had to offer compassion to ourselves. And this was the big piece. Like, we had to each offer compassion to ourselves, myself included, for like, maybe I could have handled things differently. But you know what? I did what I could in the circumstances. And I remember reading that out and saying, you know, just, I'd asked everyone to just take a moment in at the funeral to offer my dad compassion, offer each other compassion, and offer ourselves individually compassion. And afterwards, the celebrant came up to me and was just talking to me about that. And actually the girl who came and sang as well was talking to me about it. And just that sense of like, it kind of really hit home to them. And also it hit home to my family. And in that moment of talking about compassion, I could feel the energy shift on my best friend who came. Like, we were only allowed, you know, I think it was 16 people or 10 people. I can't even remember because of the COVID restrictions. But I remember my best friend came and her just saying, Jesus, like, you could feel that shift of energy, which I had felt myself. Because we never take a moment to say it's actually okay that you may have done the wrong thing, or it's okay that you didn't know how to do the right thing, or it's okay that you did the right thing and it wasn't enough, or it's okay if you just wanted to avoid the situation, you know. And it was just an opportunity, I thought, with their dynamic, to kind of let everybody off the hook. And I don't mean that in a like, oh, you did something wrong, I'm going to give you a break here, but just to unhook ourselves from the pressure we put ourselves under, the guilt that people can, you know, that stays with us for things that we do or don't do. And I think this is just a really important piece to kind of take on board now for yourselves as well. And to look at how you can offer yourself compassion, because it's really the only way forward. Last month we talked about the element of flow, the element of surrendering. And now we're talking about being kind to ourselves. I think these are fundamental things. Like, I've always said, I've always known, you know, if you look after yourself really well and you treat yourself really well, life will flow anyway, because you're just in a very different vibrational state and a different energetic state. But I understand that more now based on my life circumstances over the last number of years, last number of months, you know, and compassion is a key piece here. Then I did a very strong meditation, The Sea of Compassion. And if you haven't listened to it, I would ask you to listen to it, because I think it'll be very helpful for you. And so just the final part of today's teaching is a self-compassion break. So this is a longer teaching than normal. And a self-compassion break is something I read online by a lady called Dr. Kristen Neff. And I'm just going to read this out to you. And I think it could be something that could be really helpful. So it's asking you to think of a situation in your life that is difficult currently or that is causing you current stress. Bring the situation to your mind and just see for a moment if you can feel the stress and emotional discomfort in your body. Okay, so you can, you know, think about this now. Okay. You know, so then what you're allowing yourself to do now is to look at that this, in that moment of feeling that stress and emotional discomfort in your body, it's allowing yourself to look at how it is. So they call it like a moment of suffering. So you can say, this is really stressful. this is wearing me out, this is tiresome, this hurts, this is difficult, I'd like to change this. So just think for a moment, allow yourself that moment, okay? To recognize how it feels. And then the second part is looking at that suffering is a part of life, and it is. And this is something I've also learned, that no matter how much we meditate, journal, try and heal and try and clear, we are going to be met with other stress and difficulties up the road, because that is life. It is a winding road of stresses and a winding road of greatness, but they come in equal measures, you know. So we have to accept that that is part of life. And by building up your resilience through, you know, teachings like this, or being a member of It's Time For Me and really engaging with it, you allow yourself that when these stresses come, you're better equipped to deal with them. They don't have the massive impact they may have had, that you're not trying to deal with 20 other things. You've healed those, you've moved on from those. Okay, so suffering is a part of life. So things that you can say to yourself in this place is that, you know, it's common that suffering is a part of life. Like I just said, other people feel this way. I'm not alone. We all struggle in our lives. You know, I think of myself sometimes when I'm going through IVF going, oh my God, this is so hard and it's so expensive on my body and blah, blah, blah. And all the things I say to myself. And then I'm like, as are the other thousands and thousands of women going through it, you know, you're not, you feel sometimes in situations in your life, whether it's IVF like me or whether it's career part or something, you know, and you feel, Jesus, like nobody else would experience this, or like you can't relate to it. I actually have a friend who's going through IVF as well, and we actually talk the same way. God, my life is so stagnant. Oh God, I can't even go on holidays because we're putting all our money into IVF. Like, we actually talk the same way. We've completely different lives, but we're experiencing the exact same thing, because anyone who's gone through IVF, that's the part of what happens. Okay, so now I'd like you to put your hands over your heart and feel the warmth of your hands and the touch of your hands on your chest. And just simply say to yourself, may I be kind to myself. May I give myself the compassion that I need. May I learn to accept myself as I am. May I forgive myself. May I be strong. May I be patient. So this is a lovely word. We'll do that again. So keeping your hands in your heart. May I be kind to myself. May I give myself the compassion that I need. May I learn to accept myself as I am. May I forgive myself. May I be strong. May I be patient. So on that note, I will leave you, and I look forward to chatting with you during the week.